great Czech rower Václav Chalupa has ended his career on a high. Alongside Jakub Makovička and Cox Olczyk Hejduszek, he took silver at the World Rowing Championships in Poland's Poznan on Sunday. Chalupa, who's 41 and won his first international medal a full 2 decades ago, made Poznan his farewell regatta.
I'm firmly convinced and have my mind made up that it was the final race of my international career. I'm very happy that things turned out as they did. I think it was one race I shouldn't have messed up.
Václav Chalupa, a legend of international rowing. He took part in 6 Olympics in a row, winning 1 medal, silver, at the 1992 Games in Barcelona. Ice hockey fans in Pilsen got a rare chance to see the Stanley Cup up close on Sunday, when the Pittsburgh Penguins' Petri Sikora took his turn to present the NHL's top prize in his hometown. The forward had previously brought the Stanley Cup to Pilsen in the year 2000, when he won it with New Jersey.
I have to say I'm enjoying it a lot more this time, because in those days I was still a young guy who thought he'd win it every year. But the reality is a bit different. As my career draws to a close, I wanted to win it again. Winning it again has been the fulfillment of a dream.
Petr Sikora. The Czech football squad gathered in Prague on Monday ahead of their most important game for some time, a World Cup qualifier away to Slovakia that they simply must win if they're to maintain any hope of reaching South Africa next year. The good news is that the country's all-time record goal scorer Jan Koller has returned after retiring from international soccer last year. The bad news is that midfielder Jan Polak is out after tearing a cruciate ligament at the weekend. What's more, it isn't at all clear whether Tomasz Rosicki will be fit enough to play for 90 minutes or at all in Saturday's game in Bratislava. The Czechs also play San Marino in Uherské Hradiště on Wednesday week. Finally, a few months ago, the future of West Bromwich Albion striker Roman Bednář was in doubt after he was photographed buying drugs by a British tabloid newspaper. In the end, however, no charges were pressed and the Czech striker ended up with a 3-month retroactive ban. That served, Bednář was back in action for the English Championship club on Saturday, scoring twice in a 2-2 draw against Sheffield United. That's all the sport for today.